Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Palomino Corp, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol PA and on the OTC under the symbol PLMNF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Andrew Thompson. Now, Andrew, it's been pretty quiet out of Palomino recently. The last time I had you on the show was actually a few months ago. And just to bring everybody up to speed, Palomino is focused in Peru in the Puno Orogenic Belt. The company holds a handful of projects, all trying to advance them towards drilling. What updates can you give us in terms of actually a 2020 recap? Some of the highlights of what the company has done to move it forward, please.
Yeah, so Palomino obviously has been waiting on permitting, and we do have our DIA in place. But with COVID and the political situation in Peru, it's been very slow, to say the least. Our biggest issue was that we were trying to show that we're drilling on private ground versus communal ground. I can say that our last meeting in Peru that we had, we've now had acceptance from both the Mines Department and the Ministry of Culture that we're on private ground, and that had to do with a map of one of the communities being accepted. So all we have to do now is have a site visit completed, and that's supposed to happen by the end of this month. But again, you know, they won't set a firm date. The main issue being that they're going into second lockdown. So I'm confident we're going to drill this year. I just don't know what the timing of it is. Again, with the rainy season, we can't get back out onto site to drill till April anyhow. So I don't see it as a big issue. We've been waiting. Normally it's 45 days post your DIA. So, you know, again, with all the complications, that's the best I can say right now. But again, we've got drill pads built from last year. We've got the exploration camp set up at a fairly big expense, so we're ready to go. We did complete three programs last year. We did find a new zone, the Northeast Zone, on the property, and we had some very good results. You know, again, we had at least 100 gram per ton over a meter in the new Veta Northeast. And so, you know, more or less, if everything goes as planned, we should be able to get going on that in short order. We also obviously completed a financing in May. We'll have to get another financing completed to be able to affect the drill program. What we haven't talked about is we did stake some new ground. There's a new piece of ground that we staked in the Puno Belt itself, and then another one sort of near the Calle Marca district, you know, things that have come open that we were quite interested in. So we spent a little time working on that. But effectively, in the last 2 months of December, we've had the crew, in terms of our team, which we share with Windshear, really working on completing a lot of the elements to make Windshear do well. And again, we own 18.6% of Windshear and have a 2% royalty on each of their projects.
Okay, before we get into some of the recent news out of Windshear, because there have been some interesting developments there, in a perfect world here, Andrew, where you can move these projects and get some permits and get a drill on the ground, what would the work program look like this year in terms of drilling, and which projects would you prefer to get onto first?
Well, Palomino has a 2,600-meter program outlined, and it's 12 holes, or 12 different pads, I should say. We've built four of them, but we're trying to get 12 holes completed in the Veta Zone. We've done sections. We've had geological meetings where everybody in the team and advisors have been on. So we're very ready to go in that sense. It's really as soon as we get a green light, we sign the drill contract and we go for it. You know, that's kind of the way I'm looking at Palomino. And the outcome from that is to be able to test eight zones that we've outlined, gold-bearing zones, which we feel have significant potential. You know, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, again, we had 625 grams, almost 20 ounces as our best gold value. And then we've had, 100 gram over several meters as some of our channel samples. There's quite a few. So, you know, we're really excited to be able to drill test that. And then we'll also modify the DIA as soon as the drill permit's been completed in terms of getting the initiation to drill also the Cayo zone. So that's for Palomino. Then on Windshear, we actually completed, I would say, 90% of the field work that's required to submit the permitting. That's in place. With Windshear, we're actually drilling a much smaller area. So we don't expect the approval process to take very long, and that it's not a, you know, we're trying to, there's an area there called Coratiri. So that was submitted for the most part at the, you know, we got that completed with COVID. It was quite an ordeal to get the people to site and get all that completed, but it's been done. So I'm quite happy with that. And then, you know, that's sort of, and I can't comment on how many meters yet because they haven't gotten to that stage, but I know there's at least 4 drill holes that are planned.
Okay, now let's talk about that news release that came out actually just today, January 18th, and it talks about expanding that Coratiri zone for wind shear here. The zone now is 2,000 meters by 900 meters. What more information can you give us on this zone in terms of what your goals are when you can get a drill on the ground?
So again, the Gaban property sits above the extensive alluvial gold fields that are part of the Peruvian gold rush. And the two watersheds that feed it are the Inambari River and the San Gaban, where the Gaban property in Windshear sits at the intercept of those watersheds. So we're fairly certain this is one of the areas that contributes to those significant alluvial gold fields. So we're really looking for the hard rock source. And the Coratiri zone you talk about, Palomino flew the property, and what the release today says is that every subsequent program that we've carried out keeps expanding that zone where it's over, you know, it's about 2 kilometers long now. The part that it may not be as clear on is that it's also on the geophysical trend. So the structure that we picked up from the Heliborn survey is actually coincident. And so we're quite excited by that. And again, there was a, you know, a 54-gram nugget one of the local guys pulled out who's doing alluvial mining on the property. But really, there's a lot of, when we crush the rock, we're seeing gold. We're now seeing visible gold. So, you know, it's progressing. And we're getting it to a stage, because I think it's 4 hectares that they're applying for. Because it's such a small area, it's actually pretty quick to permit. And so they're hoping to be able to drill this year as well as ourselves. So from a Palomino shareholder point of view, again, we have 18.6% of that company and a 2% royalty. And we hold the project next door 100%. The advance royalty payments they pay us mean that we can effectively hold that property for less than, you know, $15,000. So it's a very interesting time for both Palomino and Windshear, because we're finally going to be able to test for the hard rock source of the alluvial gold fields.
Yeah, finally. I know. That's what a lot of people, including myself, and I'm a shareholder of Palomino, looking forward to getting some drills finally on the ground. But I know you guys have done really all you can. It's just dealing in Peru. It can be tough to get those permits. I also want to talk about a news release that came out early on in December that talks about Windshear, secure funding for legal proceedings against the government of Tanzania. We've talked about this in the past, but for all of our new listeners, please bring us up to speed on what this whole legal proceeding is all about.
So Windshear spent 18 years and $32 million U.S. roughly defining a 750,000-ounce orogenic SMP gold deposit. And I am focused on orogenic gold deposits. And I was not a major shareholder, but I put a significant amount of money into that company with a view to that project moving forward. It was expropriated by the government of Tanzania in the last 2 years. And it has more to do with the retention licenses not being included in the new mining law. And so they put those out to tender last December. And at that point, it was full expropriation. So Windshear has now secured a significant amount of financing. We're not saying the amount, but it's significant to get to the end of the road, as they say, by a group called Delta out of Chicago. And they're really pit bulls. But at the end of the day, the government of Tanzania will have to deal with us, and it's a fully funded arbitration at this stage. And again, the value, I suspect it's not a 750,000 ounce deposit any longer with the price of gold. And so really it's a determination as to what we can recover. Now, take into consideration the lawyers and the funders take a big portion of the award, and most of these things, if they are in favor of the person launching the arbitration, i.e. Windshear, you know, usually if there's a favorable outcome, it will be sunk cost plus. So it gives you an idea of, you know, kind of the lottery ticket that's sitting there. But I can say that Barrick have come to some resolution, because they also had retention licenses, in terms of dealing with the Tanzanian government. And so that was sort of the watershed moment where things are kind of moving forward. And then more recently there was an election in the fall where things kind of slowed down. But now that the government's back in, There's a real impetus with the price of gold being where it is to solve these situations because they can be very profitable for the government. They don't want to see them sit idle. So Winch is in a pretty unique position. And with the funders and LaLive, which are the law firm, I do believe there's a good chance that there'll be an adequate settlement. And I just think we own 18.6%. Plenium Capital, that is Brad Mills, Mandalay, and Mark Saunders, who now runs Winchier, their group also are large shareholders, as am I personally. So from a really macro point of view, there's, you know, the good thing is they've maintained their interest from a shareholder respect point of view. And I do feel it's a lottery ticket for both companies in the event that there's a settlement. And those settlement discussions are underway.
And just to reiterate what you said, Palomino holds 18.6% equity interest in Windshear, as well as a 2% NSR on the Gabban project. Andrew, we've talked about a lot of different aspects of Palomino and also its relationship to Windshear, but summarize for our listeners, moving forward in the near term, in terms of news flow and catalysts, what can investors expect and what are the catalysts going to be, either company specific and also market wise, that you see on the forefront for Palomino?
Well, I think everybody's talking about currency devaluation, so I'm pretty positive on precious metals. I think that Southern or Latin America has had its fair share of problems because they don't have a social network, but with the vaccinations, I actually believe they've seen the worst. So I think from that perspective, this is the turning point for investment. And if you step back and you look at the values that we're seeing at surface and the fact that we're trying to prove up a new orogenic belt, we've taken more of a majors approach to exploring it. But the key thing here is that because of the permitting delays, and you know, you saw Orin pulled their assets off the table and they're going to relist them, and there's a lot of new Peruvian assets, because the price of gold's actually gone higher, we've had to put a lot more money into these projects to bring them forward. So our drill targets are much more advanced than a lot of other companies. So the good news is that it's a bit of, you hear the perfect storm thing, but in our case, I really feel strongly, if you go to our webpage and you look at, you know, the size of the, you know, we're up to well over 2.4 kilometers now in terms of our strike. There's 100 gram gold assays all over the place on that, you know. So from my perspective, it's something that more than warrants drill testing, but because we've flown it and spent all this time, and it equally applies to Windshear, we're actually, you know, by the time we do get to the drill stage, we're going to be much more refined and pick our targets. So when you start to then look at the management and the team behind both companies, there's a real shortage right now of, you know, Peru's the only place I know of that's laying off geologists where there's drills available, and everybody else it's going the other way. So when it does open up, there's a pent-up demand, and typically we see Mexico, Chile, and Peru, which are the established mining jurisdictions with senior companies, as being the key investment areas. And so I do feel pretty strongly that when it does turn, it's going to be stronger than it might not because of the COVID and the issues that have come forward. So that's kind of my rationale. And if you look at insider trading, you'll just see I'm a pretty strong buyer of my own stock.
All right, Andrew, we are going to wrap it up there. Again, I am a shareholder of Palomino. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Andrew, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.